Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. A story of two healings today. I am fascinated by the story of Jesus and the leper. It follows in a series of healings that we hear about in that first chapter of Mark. But this one is a little different. As I said in the children's sermon, those who were afflicted with leprosy in the times of Jesus would have been declared not only unfit, but also unclean. And anyone who touched them would also be declared unclean. It says in Leviticus 13 that the person who has a leprous disease shall wear torn clothes and let the hair of his head be disheveled. And he shall cover his upper lip, I'm not sure what that's about, and cry out, "Unclean, unclean." And he shall remain unclean as long as he has the disease, he is unclean. He shall live alone, and his dwelling shall be outside the camp. Cut off. Utterly alone, both socially and religiously. And yet, this man walks up to Jesus, a rabbi, sort of the clean of the clean, one who ought to have great concern for his own ritual purity. He walks up to Jesus and says to him, if you choose, I will be healed. And Jesus says, "I do choose. You are healed." It's really an amazing story. First of all, Jesus seems to step outside of what seems to come quite naturally for most of us. As an emergency medical technician, I was called on many times to touch people who seemed untouchable. Probably half of my work was with homeless people and with drug addicts. And I remember we would glove up and we would coat up, and which is, you know, good procedure, and we would sit with people and we would hear their stories. The goal was to get them to the hospital. But the method meant that we needed to interact, to touch, to share. Some of my colleagues were less apt to do that than others. One of my colleagues felt that the best care for a street person should be done at the end of a long pole, and you just herded them back into the back of the ambulance and carted them off. I wasn't sure that that was the best way. I found that when I treated them as a human being, broken and hurt, in need of care, just like me, they would amble their way back into the ambulance, and we would sit and have a nice chat until we got to the hospital. Jesus chooses to interact with the leper. Even though his face might have been covered with sores, even though the danger of infection must have loomed large in Jesus' mind, he chooses. He sets aside ritual impurity. He sets aside his own feelings to heal. It's an amazing story. The second part that I think is really rather fun is the man himself. He approaches Jesus with these words, if you so choose, I will be healed. Wow, to me that seems like such an incredible statement. It certainly isn't one with which we approach God on a regular basis, it seems. I've talked for the last several weeks about the demise of the church and the demise of Christianity in general. And as I read this story about the leper, I thought to myself, you know, part of the problem might be that we approach God fully expecting God to say no. Or even worse, hardly expecting God to be able to do anything at all. At the heart of the demise of the church may be not that there are a lot of other things to do. That's what I hear all the time, that people are making different choices. And in fact, we look for things to blame for why people don't come to church. I mean, I'm a pastor. We have to try and figure out why people are not going to church, and we refuse to believe that it might be us. And so we look to sports. Personally, I blame soccer for everything. We look to sports, we look to other activities. There's just so many choices that people have in the world, and they all want to do those other things. That's why the church is dying. But I think it's deeper than that. I think part of what is at store is that we do not approach God. We do not approach Jesus with the kind of confidence of the leper. We do not come to God fully expecting God to hear our cries. We do not come to God fully expecting God to be relevant or powerful or to bring peace in the midst of our chaos. Instead, it seems we succumb to the irrelevancy of religion and the relativity of our faith. It doesn't matter because it doesn't matter to us. And if it doesn't matter to us, why in the world would we expect it to matter to anyone else? But the leper teaches us something. He says to Jesus, "If you so choose, I will be healed." It isn't, "I expect you to heal me." That's Naaman, who brings treasures and cattle and essentially a bribe so that the spot on his hand can be healed, who brings forth even the letters of testamentary from his king, from Aram. There's a kind of bribing of God. The difference is that the man who approaches Jesus in humility and faith finds healing. And it happens so quickly and so naturally. But Naaman wants to go through all of the rigmarole. After all, imagine if you went into the doctor's office and you were complaining of having an awful disease and the doctor said simply, "Be healed," and sent you on your way and charged you $300. You got to have rigmarole. You got to have, you know, the whole nine yards. When I go to the doctor, I fully expect that if I have a cut on my finger, somewhere along the line there will be an MRI. The third piece that I find amazing in this story is that having been healed, Jesus tells the man, "Don't tell anyone." But he's just been healed of a disease that cuts him off from society, from life itself, that sends him out into the village. He's got to walk around with his upper... I think that's where mustaches came from, covering your upper lip. He's got to be cut off from society. He's not going to tell anybody? Of course. He goes and he tells everyone. And so many people hear about the story that Jesus can hardly move within the city, and he finds himself also cast out into the country. I've thought about this in terms of evangelism. I've been for years telling you to tell people about God. but I've learned something from the story. You came here today to receive God's Holy Spirit and to be healed, to gather with God's community, to sing and to shout. Well, not Lutherans, but whatever. To hear beautiful music, to have your soul refilled so that you can go into the next week to be healed. Normally, I would tell you that you should go and tell people about that. But I tell you now, this morning, I have learned from the story, do not tell anyone. Do not tell them how your children were baptized. Do not tell them how they learn music, how they hear God's word. Do not tell anyone about how nice people are here. Whatever you do, do not tell them about the coffee and the donuts between services. Don't tell anyone you were healed. It worked for Jesus. I'm hoping it will work for me. You see, brothers and sisters, we've been called into the fellowship of Christ, and we all have our own leprosies, our own ways in which we have been cast out and cut off. And at the same time, we have our own demands of God in the same way that Naaman demanded from God to be healed. And yet, what happens is that God chooses in this story to heal the leper, and God chooses us to be healed so that we might become the healers of the world, to bring comfort to the afflicted, to have the courage to touch the untouchable, and to share the word of hope to those who are hopeless. God says to you and to me and to the world, I do choose. Be healed. Amen.